if you're getting back in a team setting, it's going to look markedly different than the team setting before. Like,
true.
I would imagine the only real contact you're going to have is what's necessary on the court. And when it comes to the locker room, all those things, unfortunately, because it's one of everyone's favorite parts of sports is being around the locker room, it ain't going to be like it was where you're just allowed, you know, to be around there and do as you please. It's going to have to be a very sectioned off, sterile environment.
Golic and Wingo, they're talking about the NBA. We're going to relate it to the NHL, though, with Brad Thompson and Chris Ronchi. I'm Anthony Stalter. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by our guy, Alex Ferrario. You hear him pre-intermission and post-game for the Blues on the Blues Radio Network. Alex, logistically, how do you see this working out with hockey if and when the sport does return? How do you think that the NHL sets it up for training camp and then eventually get into the regular season or postseason?
Boy, it's going to be interesting, guys. And, you know, we've talked about this on This Week in Hockey last night. We've talked about this on BK and Ribs. We've gone through the many different options. And right now, the biggest thing is, who knows? Because I think there are so many variables. I mean, it's already been discussed that Major League Baseball's passed along kind of the steps to getting things back in, and that's still on the table. But with hockey, there's a lot more that goes into it. And I think it's very similar to basketball in terms of, you know, you have the contact in hockey of the scrums. You have how close these guys are on the bench. Heck, you have training camp where you have to do these battle drills where these guys are in contact with each other. And that just seems nearly impossible right now. And I think the only answer to that, and, I'm not a player, I'm not a coach, I don't have a say in this, but if I was in their shoes, I think it's going to come down to you guys are just going to have to be okay with it, because this is going to happen in hockey. You're playing playoffs. There's going to be a lot of energy. There's going to be a lot of anger, emotions. There's going to be scrums. There's going to be close contact. You can't eliminate close contact when it comes to playoff hockey. Otherwise, you just can't play it. So it's going to be very interesting of how they set these guidelines up and through the training camp and if there's games played. But I think it's going to be some guidelines to follow, but I think it's going to be very loose for a lot of these players.
Alex, I was thinking about this in regards to baseball before the show. I mean, how much time you spend in a clubhouse, you get there early, you hang around there all day, and we were kicking around the idea of, look, maybe you just got to tell people, you are not allowed in this ballpark, in this clubhouse, does not open until 4 o'clock or something way later. And I get it. There's a lot of variables. People have to get treatment. There's so many things that go into it. But do you think that an idea like that of basically, and you laid out the on the ice perfectly, you're not going to be able to get away from that, but maybe the stuff leading into it. Like, what is a normal day for the NHL? What time do the Blues guys actually show up at the arena for a game?
So I know it varies, BT, but, I do know, like, let's just go off of a game day right here. These guys get to the rink probably at about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning where they're getting the treatments. They're having the meetings. They're having the video sessions with their coaches and their teams and their groups. Then they hit the ice for a 10:30 skate. And then from that 10:30 skate to about 11, 11:30, they're off the ice, they're back into their street clothes, they're talking to the media, which I don't think that's going to be there if the season comes back. Then they go home, and then they relax, and then you're back downtown by about 5 o'clock, 5:30, to suit up for going on the ice for warm-ups. So I think that's going to look drastically different, and that's just game day. Think about the practices that you're doing every day. And, you know, here's the thing. I think within the team, I don't know if that's going to be as big of a concern, because to get back in action, you know, those players are going to be tested. Your teammates are going to be tested to where you guys know that at least in this group we're safe. But here's the issue. When you're taking trips to other cities, if you're playing there, or if you're coming in contact with other teams where you don't know where they've been, that's where the problems arise. So, yeah, I think it's going to have to be something to where it's like, yeah, look, guys, you can't get to the rink until this time so we can have the proper cleaning that needs to go through. You come through, you kind of do your protocols, take the temperature, what you need to do. Same thing for game days when you're coming in. Same thing for road teams when you're coming in. So I think it's going to be different. I think the schedules are going to be a lot more stricter for these players, and it's not going to be like in baseball where you could just show up whenever you went to the ballpark and start watching video. There's going to be probably different times for players to be getting down to the rink or the ballparks when things start back up.
Well, to further illustrate what a mess this can turn out to be. Right now in the NBA, with those practice facilities opening in some areas, they can't. Those guys can't even shower there. So what if that carries over to post game? Can you imagine post game, whether it's practice or an actual game, those guys not being able to do that even? Like, what are they supposed to do? Just change? Well, what happens then? Do they even make that a rule?
Well, I can say this personally speaking. I've had hockey equipment in my vehicle before for a couple of days after a game or something like that, and that just smells horrendous. So I can only imagine. Now, luckily, these guys aren't taking their stuff with them, but imagine just a hockey player who played 60-plus minutes of hockey not being able to shower at the facility and going in, putting on their street clothes and then getting in the car and driving home. It's not going to be the best-smelling thing, but I think that's going to be another thing with this. It's not going to be this, hang-around locker room after a game's done or a practice is over and just sit around and have conversations. I think it's going to be you're off the ice, game over. This player has to go speak to the media in a press conference style. The rest of you, put your clothes on and leave. And then the training staff is going to have to go through the protocol. And that's the other thing. I don't think you're going to be able to have a bunch of training staffs in the locker room being able to walk around and help out with their equipment that they're using in practices or games or even in baseball where you have so many of those guys in the clubhouse. You're going to have to probably have nobody training staff-wise in there until the players are on the ice or away from the stadium. Then they get to go in and go through the malfunctions of the equipment and what they need. Like, that's going to be drastically different. But in terms of what you're talking about, Raj, I think it's going to be come off the ice, put your street clothes on, and then get the hell out of here and go home and shower and change, which for some players might be great. For other players, they might despise that.
Well, some guys are going to be selling their cars pretty soon.
Yeah, give it about three games, and then those cars just will have to be burned after the game.
We call that a shower pill, Anthony.
A shower pill?
Yeah, look at him. He took a shower pill. Guys, the game just got over. I'm still wearing my pants. I'm just getting my jersey off. This guy's already out. Oh, take a shower pill? Jeez,
dude.
I've never heard that before, but that's a good one. Shower pill.
There's got to be a name for it.
Last thing for Alex Ferrario here on 101 ESPN. Alex, I was thinking earlier about an item in my kitchen that I just can't live without. And for me, it's the air fryer. What's the one item in your kitchen that you can't live without? I'm sure you've run into this in the pandemic.
Damn, that's a good one, Stultz. The air fryer would probably be a Tony La Russa tied for first for me. But I got to tell you, I've hit this coffee binge for myself in these last couple of weeks, just trying to put myself into some type of rhythm of not sleeping until, 9, 10, 11 o'clock before I was back in working shifts. So I think I would have to go with my Keurig. I got to make sure that I have the Keurig available in the morning to just get the coffee going, to brew it the right way and to wake up. That's like the start of the day for me. So air fryer's right there because you can't beat a hell of a set of fries out of your air fryer, but I'm putting Keurig as a second tie for first.
I think it's air fryer than the wheel, as far as two of the greatest inventions ever.
Amen.
Where's plumbing on that list?
I don't know. Top 10 somewhere.
That's not in the kitchen. Oh, I guess it is in the kitchen, isn't
just
it?
Just anything.
The garbage disposal. Let's be honest here. That's the worst.
Yeah, they're a pain in the ass to replace, too.
Right.
Alex, you go get yourself a cup of coffee, all right?
I will do that. And now that you said air fryer, Stultz, now I'm going to go get some fries.
Attaboy.
Maybe not in that order, but we'll figure it out.
Good man. Thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Guys.
All right, that's Alex Ferrario here on 101 ESPN. Yeah, the air fryer is just, I don't know about you guys. Anytime that Chris and I are like, what are we going to do for dinner? I'm like, I got it covered, honey. No problem. I don't mind cooking. And I just throw everything right in the air fryer.
Great place to reheat pizza as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get a little crisp to it still.
Basically anything.
Yeah.
You know, pizza, frozen pizza, any kind of reheated pizza on the skillet.
Can't go wrong.
Cast iron is even better.
I'll fight you on that. Because a lot of the times you have the burnt bottom.
That's why you put a lid on it.
Or I just put it in the air fryer. Comes out perfect.
Or you put the lid on.
Meat wants to weigh in on pizza.
Put it in the oven, you go and broil for like 3 minutes. Higher temperature, and everything's crispy.
Okay. Hey guys, it's the air fryer or nothing.
I like the air fryer.
Thank you, BT. Yeah. Sports over under next in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.